What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
In business, there's no room for guesswork. Every shipment matters. Every deadline counts. When you're trying to keep operations running smoothly, the last thing you need is uncertainty. That's why reliability is at the core of USPS Ground Advantage. From the moment your package is first scanned in, it moves through a secure nationwide network, aiding in a timely and accurate delivery. You get near real-time tracking so you can keep up with your shipments. And with affordable upfront pricing, there are no hidden fees or surprise surcharges to throw off your cost sheets. It all adds up to predictable deliveries you can depend on. Because knowing your logistics are handled lets you focus on everything else: your customers, your team, and the future you're building. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to start shipping with confidence. USPS, official shipping sponsor of the NHL.
Hello, friends. Welcome to arguably the best time of the year. It is March Madness time. I'm recording this on Sunday night. The bracket was released just a few hours ago. So I'm going to do my yearly podcast where I'm going to actually live fill out my bracket here for you, right in front of you. If you're watching this on YouTube, you're going to watch me as I fill out the bracket. If you're listening to this, I'll try to describe it as much as I can as I go along, but I'm going to go game by game, region by region, and just fill out my bracket. Now, this is going to be my first draft for the bracket, so it is subject to change as I dive into games a little bit more as the week goes on. But there are going to be some games I'm actually not too sure about. I haven't really dove into the numbers at all for a few matchups, so I'm actually going to look at some stats for a handful of matchups as well to kind of get my pick for them. I already have filled out the bracket once, to be fair. This is not the first time I've filled it out. I filled one out for a video for Odd Shark a couple hours ago when the bracket first got released. So this will probably be the same as that, but I'm going to dive into it a little bit deeper and maybe have a couple different picks. We'll see how it goes. And if you're watching this on YouTube, you'll just kind of see me kind of go through it. I am going to bet on every single March Madness game this year. It's something I've done the past handful of years. You guys know I love doing this. For some reason, I do it for the NFL season. I do it for March Madness. I'm probably not going to record a podcast for it. I'm just busy in real life right now. I'm in the middle of a move and renovations in a new house, and I find it difficult to record, edit, and upload when it's in between rounds. Like at the end of the round of 64, like that ends late Friday night. Round of 32 starts early Saturday. So it's like I have to stay up super late Friday to record, edit, and get it up and get all my picks in before Saturday's game. It's just the turnaround is a little bit too quick, especially with kind of everything I got going on in my life right now. So I will have written versions of all my picks. So I will send those out on Twitter. But you can always just check my articles out on si.com/betting. So I am going to pick every game. You probably just won't get a video or audio version of them. Maybe you will. Maybe I'll do it for the Sweet 16. So just keep that in mind. A couple of quick tips for filling out your bracket before I get into mine. How you fill out your bracket should change depending on how big of a pool that you're in. If you're in a pool with your family, if you're in a pool with just a small group of friends, it's like 30 people, take the favorites. Don't overthink it. Even use the betting odds for the opening round. Take all the favorites. You'll hit them at a higher rate. Don't get too crazy, and you'll be in the mix at the end of it. If you're in a big pool, 100 people, more than 100 people, 1,000 people, 10,000 people, your best bet of trying to win that is to take some crazy outcomes. Are you going to have a chance of filling out, you know, a really good bracket? No, but if things do break your way, that's how you separate yourself from the crowd. So that's just a very general tip. Small pool, especially if it's with friends who don't know anything about betting, don't look at the odds. Those people are going to overthink it. They're going to pick some dumb upsets early. Just go ahead and go by the betting odds. Take the best teams. Probably take a Duke against Michigan final. Those are the two favorites. And then as long as nothing gets crazy, and I don't think this season we will see anything crazy late in the tournament. I think a couple first-round upsets. But as long as things don't get too crazy, you'll at least be in the mix at the end. All right, let's just get into it. I'm just going to go through region by region. Like I said, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see my screen. You can see what I'm looking at. I'll dive into some numbers for some games I'm not too sure of, but let's just go region by region. We're going to start in the East. It is Duke against Siena. Obviously, I'm going to take Duke. I'm not going to take any 16 seeds to pull off the upset, and you probably shouldn't either. Ohio State against TCU. See, this is already an 8 versus 9 matchup. I'm going to dive into this game a little bit deeper. So if you're kind of kind of curious how I handicap games, I'm going to do a very quick version of it. I use team rankings for all these stats. I have effective field goal percentage, defensive efficiency up. I do want to look at three-point shot rate and effective possession ratio, but also what I'm going to do. And you see how teams defend the three and defend the two. If I'm quickly handicapping, these are the ones I stick to. And then you got KenPom up here as well, which is always interesting, especially if we want to look at adjusted tempo, but that's more betting on games game by game. I probably won't use KenPom when filling out my bracket. So I want to just look at, actually, let's back up. A good way of thinking of things before you fill out your bracket personally is think about conferences, because that plays a big role. Big 12 was by far the best conference this year, there's no question. But then you got to think, like, how good was the SEC? Was it deep shore, but did they have as many elite teams? I don't know. Is it weak? It was a weak season for the Big East, that's for sure. The ACC, I don't think the ACC was that good this year. So you got to think about what conferences these teams come from, because there might be a team like a TCU who came from a very good Big 12. And while TCU might not have the best record, they were playing against some very, very good teams throughout the conference season, the conference part of their schedule. So something to keep in mind always is to think about the conference that they came from. Don't just look at their records. But Ohio State and TCU are both like middling teams from solid conferences. So Ohio State's 18th in effective field goal percentage. TCU's not a good shooting team. Ohio State's not great defensively, but I remember TCU is a good team defensively. So kind of a flip-flop. They're kind of opposites. Ohio State a little bit better shooting, not as good defensively. TCU a little bit better defensively, not as good shooting. What do these two teams do? TCU, below average three-point shot rate. Ohio State, around average. So we're not going to really find anything there. Effective possession ratio, which takes into consideration rebounding and turnovers, how effective each possession is. Kind of shows you how disciplined a team is. Ohio State 209th, TCU 59th. Yeah, what are the odds for this game? I mean, they got to be close to a pick 'em, I'd assume. Yeah, 2.5 in favor of Ohio State. I don't know what I did for the odd chart bracket. I think I went Ohio State. I think I'm going to go TCU. I think the effective possession ratio, with that being in TCU's favor, TCU comes from a very strong Big 12 conference. A couple of good wins in the Big 12. I'm going to go TCU. St. John's, Northern Iowa, all four 12. They crushed the 12v5s. Fascinating matchups, all of them this year. St. John's is going to have some issues later, maybe even against Kansas. But of the 12 versus 5 matchups, I think this is the most confident I am in a number 5 seed winning. So I'm going to take St. John's over Northern Iowa. But look at some, like, St. John's can't shoot. And, I mean, look at some Northern Iowa stats here. 66th in effective field goal percentage, 11th in defensive efficiency. But if you want to beat St. John's, you got to be able to defend the interior. Northern Iowa, 101st in opponent 2-point field goal percentage. Not great. I bet they probably do a better job stopping the three. Yeah, third best of perimeter defense. Tough matchup for Northern Iowa. If they're taking on a 3-point shooting team, I could see that upset. But St. John's, I think, is going to be able to dominate them down low. California Baptist, I'm not high on whatsoever. They're really bad. I think, like, one of the worst shooting teams in the country. Yeah, 301st in effective field goal percentage. Good luck. Take Kansas there. I already know the East region for me is going to be very chalky. I don't think the American Conference is good this year. South Florida is not good at shooting team outside the top 200 in EFG. I'll take Louisville there. Michigan State against North Dakota State. That's pretty straightforward. No need to dive into that one. I am interested about UCLA against UCF. Kind of similar to the Ohio State against TCU. One team from the Big 10, one team from the Big 12, both kind of middling teams. UCLA, 71st in effective field goal percentage. UCF, 112th, so pretty similar there. UCLA 139th in defense efficiency. UCF 229th. That's not great. UCLA is a two-point shooting team, kind of. So is UCF. Who defends the two better? Not UCF. Not really UCF. Kind of an over. Might be an over bet for the tournament. These two teams are very similar. What are the odds? UCF. 6.5-point underdog. Oof. UCF shooting not great. That's probably the biggest concern there. They come from the Big 12, though. I'm gonna take UCF. I'm gonna go a little different there, and then I'll go UConn against Furman. No problem there. We'll stick in the Big in the East region. We'll just go region by region until I have each until the Final Four. Duke against TCU. No need to overthink that one. I'm gonna go with Kansas over St. John's. I just think St. John's bad shooting is gonna catch up with them. I mean, if you look at 194th in effective field goal percentage. We saw them against UConn the second game they played UConn. What can happen if their shooting isn't good? How does Kansas do defending the interior? That's Kansas State. We don't want that. Sixth, very good front court defense. That's bad news for St. John's. I'll take Kansas over St. John's. Louisville against Michigan State. Two very opposite style of teams. Louisville, I think, has one of the highest three-point shot rates in the country. I want to say they're like top three, they're fourth. How does Michigan State do in defending the three? I think pretty 111th. How does Louisville do defending the two? 53rd. Interesting. But then again, I know it's old. It's kind of like a like it's overstated, but January, February is though. That's what they say. Michigan State, 81st. I'm just always scared of three-point shooting teams in the tournament because if you just run cold, that's kind of it. And I did not like the ACC this year. I'm going to go with Michigan State. By the way, this bracket, I'm not doing this for... This is just... I'm not considering a pool. This is just me trying to predict the most accurate bracket I can. So I'm not doing like square bets because it's from a small pool. I'm not doing crazy picks because it's a big pool. I'm just trying to predict the bracket. UCF against UConn. UCF's overmatched. Yeah, I think it's going to be the top four. I think we're going to have a relatively chalky tournament this year, just like last year. I truly think the top six teams are a step above the rest. Let's look at KenPom ratings really quick. Duke, Arizona, Michigan, Florida, Houston, Iowa State. I think it's six teams above the rest. I think it's Duke, Arizona, Michigan, Florida, Houston, Ohio, Iowa State, and then I think it falls off. I don't believe in Illinois. I don't believe in Purdue. Michigan State, I don't think, is going to be able to go on a run. Gonzaga, probably not. UConn, probably not. Vanderbilt, 12, is kind of interesting. But no. Anyways, back to the bracket. Duke over Kansas. Duke is just unbelievable. 13th in effective field goal percentage. Second in defense efficiency that they were most of the season. I guess they fell off a bit after the ACC tournament. Effective possession ratio, they're right up there, I think. 24th. Yeah, just no weaknesses. And then I'm going to take UConn over Duke. So it's a 1v2 matchup in the Elite Eight, and then I'm going to go Duke. Duke is, in my opinion, pound for pound, the best team in the country. That doesn't necessarily mean that I think they're going to win it all, by the way. So I have Duke coming out of the East. That's no surprise. If you look at their odds for winning the East, what's his buzzer beaters bet? See, that's a red flag. I'm on DraftKings here. They have Willerby a buzzer beater in the 2026 men's NCAA tournament. Yes, plus 110. There's no. You want a surefire way to know that a sportsbook has bad odds on a bet? They don't offer the other side. They don't offer the other side. So Duke is minus 135 to win the East region. Whew. I don't know if I'd lay that price, but I do have Duke coming over to the East. Let's go down to the South. Florida to beat whoever they face. I don't think conference champions would have to play the play-in game. I truly don't. Florida to beat the winner of Prairie View and Lehigh. Clemson against Iowa is a bit of an interesting one. I like Iowa. Clemson shooting outside the top 100. Iowa is, I think, 16th in shooting. Clemson, 39th. Iowa not quite as good with their shooting, but coming from the Big Ten. Middle of the pack there. Clemson, middle of the pack there. So, Clemson, 105th. An effective possession. Yeah. I'm going to go with Iowa coming out of the Big Ten. Vanderbilt against McNeese. I love Vanderbilt. I had them 18-1 win the SEC. Fell just fucking short. That killed me. McNeese is good. Another interesting 12v5 matchup, but I'm not going to predict the upset there. I don't know anything about Troy. I don't think I bet on a single Troy game this season. What's Troy all about? 152nd in effective field goal percentage. That's 125th in defense efficiency. Not good for a mid-major team. You'd think playing against, mid-major, what are they, Sunbelt competition, you'd want better numbers than that. They're a three-point shooting team. So is Nebraska. Who defends the three better? Troy's decent, but then Nebraska's like seventh. Yeah, that's going to be Nebraska for me. North Carolina against VCU. I'm not sold on North Carolina. I just really didn't like the ACC this year. VCU. 63rd. Yeah, okay. North Carolina's numbers are better than I expected, but still, the ACC is just... Yeah, they don't defend the three much. I kind of like VCU to pull off that 11-6 upset. I know a lot of people like taking the Ivy League team to pull off the upset in the first round. Penn was not the best Ivy League team. You look at their numbers, it's not good. It was Harvard and Yale were the two Ivy League teams that were the best. Yeah, Penn, 225th in effective field goal percentage. Yeah, not bad, but maybe Penn to cover the spread against Illinois, but I'll take Illinois for the bracket. I hate the West Coast Conference. They always get overhyped. I think because Gonzaga's been so good for so long, it feels like they lift the rest of that conference. St. Mary's hasn't made it to the Sweet 16 in like 8 straight tournament appearances. I'll take Texas A&M as the 10 seed. I think they're the better team anyways. Houston as the 2 seed. Let's go back up to the top. Florida against Iowa. Although I'm not a huge Florida guy, I'll take them beating Iowa. I'm going to take Vanderbilt to beat Nebraska. I kind of look at Vanderbilt, man. Look at their numbers. This is why I bet them 18-1 to win the SEC. 29th in effective field goal percentage. Not great defensively, but Nebraska's like has good numbers. But anytime Nebraska, let me look up Nebraska basketball schedule. Like anytime they face like a good team this year, like they just crumbled, didn't they? Beat Wisconsin by 30. That's kind of crazy. Beat Illinois. So I'm about to beat Michigan State. So I'm eating my words already. But then late in the season, didn't beat Michigan, didn't beat Illinois, lost to Purdue, lost to Iowa, lost to UCLA, lost to Purdue again. Yeah. I'm going to take Vanderbilt. VCU against Illinois. See, here's the thing about Illinois. What are they? Top 10 in 12th in three-point shot rate. VCU, okay, 130th in three-point, yeah. So I'll take Illinois to win there. Houston to beat Texas A&M. So now we have a 1-2-3-5 in the Sweet 16 in this one. Florida against Vanderbilt, a rematch of the SEC semifinal when Vanderbilt won. I'm going to take Vanderbilt to upset Florida again. And then in the other matchup, I will take it's Illinois against Houston. I will take... How does Houston do defending the three? I think well. Yeah, 68th. Houston going to go on another deep run. They're going to take on Vanderbilt in the final here in the Elite Eight. And I'm going to take Houston to win that region. Houston to win the South region is plus 250. I think that's a pretty solid bet. I think Vanderbilt at 11-1 could be worth a look as well. Iowa at 45-1 if you want to take a bit of a long shot. And that's kind of how I see the South region working out. In the East, if you want a long shot, Kansas 15-1. If Darren Peterson can get hot, he can kind of drag them all the way to the Final Four. But that's kind of how I see that playing out. All right, let's go over to the West Conference. Or the West Region. Arizona over Long Island. Fins up!
What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
In business, there's no room for guesswork. Every shipment matters. Every deadline counts. When you're trying to keep operations running smoothly, the last thing you need is uncertainty. That's why reliability is at the core of USPS Ground Advantage. From the moment your package is first scanned in, it moves through a secure nationwide network, aiding in a timely and accurate delivery. You get near real-time tracking so you can keep up with your shipments. And with affordable upfront pricing, there are no hidden fees or surprise surcharges to throw off your cost sheets. It all adds up to predictable deliveries you can depend on. Because knowing your logistics are handled lets you focus on everything else: your customers, your team, and the future you're building. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to start shipping with confidence. USPS, official shipping sponsor of the NHL.
Fins up. Tough if they got a 16 seed. Let's remember the Mountain West always fails to live up to expectations, except for San Diego State 3 years ago when they made that run to the final. But other than that, Mountain West always sucks in the tournament. This year, the selection committee only gave one Mountain West. Well, they didn't give him. The only Mountain West team this year is Utah State, who won the Mountain West. But I'm going to pick Villanova. Villanova, I think, is a little sneaky. Utah State's are going to be numbers are going to be good when you look them up, but like Mountain West already disappoints in the NCAA tournament. But I thought this was a down year for that conference. Villanova 76th at effective field goal percentage, 89th in defensive efficiency, so pretty close to Utah State numbers while playing against much better teams. 65th in effective possession ratio, Utah State 101st. Where I know Villanova is a three-point shooting team, Utah State is average. How does Utah State do in defending the three? Not great, 178th. Villanova, I think, can get the three ball going. I think they beat Utah State. Wisconsin and High Point might be the game I'm looking forward to the most. I'm going to take High Point to pull off that 12-5 upset. Look at High Point. Look at their numbers. 48th in effective field goal percentage, 33rd in defensive efficiency. What does Wisconsin do? Wisconsin's sixth highest three-point shot rate. How does High Point do in defending the three? 64th in opponent three-point field goal percentage. They can defend the perimeter. They can shoot. They can play defense. 21st in effective possession ratio. So where does that come from? Does that come from rebounding? Does that come from turnovers? Let's just dive into High Point a little bit more. No, I would say it doesn't come from rebounding. They're around middle of the pack in rebounding. Oh, I think they force a ton of turnovers. 5th in the country in opponent turnovers per possession. Love that. I love that for a team. That's one of my main things I look for when it's a low-seeded team to pull off the upset. The ones I like are the ones who can force turnovers. How does Wisconsin... The issue is Wisconsin doesn't cough the ball up. Third lowest turnover rate. Tough. Tough. Extra scoring chances per game. McNeese, high up there. That's interesting. High Point, 5th in extra scoring chances per game, plus 6.6. They must grab a lot of offensive boards too, do they? Decent amount. How does Wisconsin do rebounding? Middle of the pack. I think High Point pulls off that upset. Arkansas against Hawaii. 13 seed taking down a 4 seed. Respect the Big West. I know I was disappointed that my UC Irvine Anteaters once again lost in the Big West final. But I did think all season long Hawaii was the best team in that conference, to be honest. Decent shooting numbers, and this is why they beat UC Irvine can't shoot. Hawaii's not an elite shooting team, but they're 150th in the country in effective field goal percentage, but it's defensively that they shine. 8th in the country in defensive efficiency. Now they take on an Arkansas team that is 228th in defensive efficiency. I believe Hawaii's middle of the pack. Arkansas does not shoot the three. They have a high two-point shot rate. And Hawaii, 22nd in opponent two-point field goal percentage. I think this is a bad matchup for Arkansas. especially it feels like it's not uncommon for like a dark horse team that goes on and wins their conference championship tournament. They then lose early in the NCAA tournaments. Like you get a high, it's like hard for like that emotional turnaround to go from oh shit, we just won the SEC to oh, now we got to get up emotionally for a game that we're big favorites in. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. And then they find themselves, you know, down 15 points at 10 minutes left. So give me Hawaii, the Rainbow Warriors, to pull off that upset. That's them getting, I think they got, I bet them plus 15.5. That's my best bet of the first round already. BYU against the winner of Texas NC State. BYU has run into an issue ever since they lost. Shit, I'm so bad with names. BYU Bass. Who's the guy they lost? Obviously not AJ DeBanza, but it's the other guy that they lost to injury. And they have not been good since. Richie Saunders, they lost to injury. And then they closed out the year. Not good. Three wins there, but yeah. Not good. They're 16-1 at one point, and they finished 23-11. Yeah, not good. This will change. If I don't like NC State, if NC State wins that play-in game against Texas, I will take BYU in this game. If Texas wins, I will take Texas. So right now, we'll slot in Texas. What's the odds for that game? I didn't even really look at the first four games yet. That's Tuesday night. Texas is, it's basically a pick 'em. I'm going to take Texas in that for sure. For sure. But if NC State does win that, I will switch this to BYU. Gonzaga against Kennesaw State. That's a joke. What's Kennesaw State? 204th in effective field goal. Yeah, good luck. Good luck against this Gonzaga defense. Yeah. Nope. Gonzaga, please. Miami against Missouri. Let's dive into this a little bit more. I already did. Yeah, they're very similar, aren't they? Yeah, both really good shooting teams. Missouri's not great defensively. Miami's a lot better defensively. Miami doesn't shoot the three. Missouri doesn't really shoot the three either. Who defends the interior better? Missouri's actually pretty good at defending the interior. Miami's not. What about effective possession ratio? Miami 79th. Oh, Missouri's... yeah, not good. But still, SEC, ACC. I'm going to take the SEC team. Especially with how they defend the interior. Purdue against Queens. Obviously, we'll go Purdue. Arizona, I wish Villanova was like a 7 seed or a 10 seed so we could see a little bit of a different path for them. But unfortunately, they have to run into a buzzsaw in Arizona in the second round. I'll take Arizona. High Point against Hawaii at 12. I think it's kind of fun when two bad teams face each other in the second round. So I really hope this happens. High Point against Hawaii. Let's respect the Big West. That defense, man. That defense. Yeah, I mean, High Point's really good defensively as well, but I'm going to go Hawaii. Gonzaga to beat whoever they face, even if that's BYU. I'll have Gonzaga there advancing. Gonzaga's, everyone, every year, like, they talk about Gonzaga, but this year, like, Gonzaga, maybe a little bit of a sleeping giant. I'm going to take Missouri to beat Purdue. I'm not a believer in Purdue at all. Once again, kind of a dark horse Big Ten champion who now I think is going to fall short in the tournament. Missouri certainly has the shooting to keep up with Purdue, and I don't like Purdue's defense. Not great. 157th in defensive efficiency. That's concerning. Average shot rate, so that's whatever. I do think they have a high... yeah, 10th in effective possession ratio. Still, I'm gonna trust Missouri here. And then we go back. The Cinderella runs die in Sweet 16. I'll take Arizona over Hawaii. I'll take Gonzaga over Missouri. So we got Arizona against Gonzaga in the Elite Eight. And I'm going to go Arizona to win that. Gonzaga just didn't quite have the offense to hang with them. So I will take Arizona to win the West region, which the odds for that are minus 120. If you want a dark horse... Missouri's 130-1 to win the West region. I actually think that's not bad. Wisconsin is a team that, they can beat anyone in the country on any given night. They could lose to anyone in the country on any given night. But Missouri at 130-1 to win the West region, I don't think that's that bad, man. I will be betting on that. I don't think they're going to do it, but 130-1? It's kind of crazy. That's like the same odds as... Yeah, like Texas or NC State, and those two teams have to play a play-in game. Put some respect on Missouri, man. All right, one more region, Midwest. Obviously, take Michigan against the winner of UMBC and Howard. St. Louis, I'm glad that we get to watch... what's that guy? He played for Indiana State that year. Indiana State was really good, but didn't make the tournament. Now he's at St. Louis. It's his last year. What do they call it? Like, they have a hilarious nickname for him. The center, Robbie Avila, right? Remember him? Remember when he played for Indiana State a few years ago? Robbie Avila, like, what do they call him? Like, white chocolate or something? Is his Wikipedia going to give me his nickname? Nicknamed Kareem. Yeah, instead of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Yeah. I don't think that I love the Atlantic 10. I don't think the Atlantic 10 was that good this year. And St. Louis has a bit of a turnover issue. 269th in effective possession ratio. That's going to come back to haunt you when you play against good teams. And Georgia is actually a pretty good team. Georgia's underrated in this tournament. I'm going to take another 12-5 upset. I'm going to take two of the four 12v5 games. I'm going to take the 12 seed. Texas Tech already has some issues defensively, and then you lose JT Toppin, and things are just not good. 131st in defensive efficiency. Akron's the best team in the MAC. It's not Miami, Ohio. 8th in effective field goal percentage. 88th in defensive efficiency. They're a three-point shooting team. Texas Tech is also a three-point shooting team who defends the three better. Texas Tech does a good job, actually. Akron actually does not defend the three that well. That's concerning, actually, now that I think about it. But I'm still going to pick Akron. That's subject to change. But I'm going to take Akron for right now. I'm going to take Hofstra as well. Same thing in this region. I think both Hofstra can defend the three. I think both the 12 seed and the 13 seed win this year. I will take Hofstra over Alabama. Big upset. I just don't believe in Alabama, to be honest. And their defense is really bad. Like, really bad. 234th in the country in defensive efficiency. Not good. Where's Hofstra? 48th. Obviously, strength of schedule means something. But I'm going to take that upset there. I'll take Tennessee over the winner of Miami, Ohio, and SMU. Unfortunately, I'm glad Miami, Ohio at least got into the play-in game. The haters are right about Miami, Ohio. Let me just... They're undefeated in the regular season, yes. They're a really good shooting team. 6th in effective field goal percentage. But then 99th in defensive efficiency. That's rebounding. Effective possession ratio, they're 261st. Like, this is not like a team that's like ranks high in everything. SMU probably beats them. I'll go Virginia over Wright State. I do not like Santa Clara. I don't think Santa Clara is a good team. I don't think they should be in the tournament. How about that? I'll take Kentucky over Santa Clara. I'll take Iowa State, obviously, over Tennessee State. Let's go back to the top. We'll take Michigan over Georgia. Akron against Hofstra. I'm going to go Hofstra. I like this Hofstra team. Actually, 177th in shooting. I thought they were a lot better shooting team than that. You know what? I'm changing my mind. I thought Hofstra was like a top 10 shooting team. No. Alabama. I'm switching everything. Alabama to beat Hofstra. Alabama, how does Akron do defending the three? Solid. I'm going to take a second round upset, Akron over Alabama. There we go. That's how I'm going to fade Alabama. Tennessee to beat Virginia. You can't sell me on the ACC teams this year, except for Duke. Iowa State to beat Kentucky. Then we got Michigan over Akron. We got Iowa State over Tennessee. I know it's another chalky matchup. It's a 1v2 in the Elite Eight, but I'm going to take Iowa State because look at this. Michigan can shoot well, can play defense, but they have one weakness. Turnovers per possession. The Michigan Wolverines rank 183rd in the country. They cough the ball up on 16.3% of their possessions. What does Iowa State do well? force turnovers, fourth in the country, first amongst all power conference teams in opponent turnovers, 21.9% opponent turnover rate. They will force Michigan to cough the ball up, and that's going to end up being the difference maker, and they have the shooting to back that up. I mean, if you're going to force turnovers, you have to be able to shoot as well. Iowa State, 19th in effective field goal percentage. I'm going to take Iowa State to beat Michigan in the Elite Eight and win the Midwest. You can bet on that. Obviously, shop around, but plus 245. So there you go. My final four is Duke against Houston, Arizona against Iowa State. I said at the start, I think the top six teams are a step above the rest, and my final four involves all four teams are in the top six. I have 2 1-seeds, 2 2-seeds. It's square, it's chalky, but I think that this is the way college basketball is this season. I would be shocked if it's not like all ones and twos. I'm going to take Duke to beat Houston, get the revenge from last year's Final Four collapse. Houston, I just think their shooting is going to catch up to them, 141st in shooting. Duke plays good discipline basketball, a lot more discipline than last year. I'm going to take Duke to defeat Houston in the Final Four, and I'm going to take Iowa State in a rematch against the Big 12 semifinal when Arizona won on a buzzer beater. I will take Iowa State to win the rematch and advance to the championship, and then my pick to win March Madness, the Iowa State Cyclones. Iowa State is currently 6th in KenPom rating. They are 19th in effective field goal percentage. They are 3rd in defensive efficiency. They are, like I said, 4th in opponent turnovers, which of course, effective possession ratio, that then 37th in effective possession ratio. Extra scoring chances per game, which I think is huge. Iowa State is 4th, 7.1. And they have a big man who shoots almost 50% from beyond the arc. Milan Mimjashevic. Let me actually look that up, so I can pronounce his name at least somewhat correctly. Milan Momchilovic. He's their leading scorer, 17.1 points per game. He is shooting threes at a rate of 49.6%. It's not because he just shoots like 1 3 a game. He has 250, he's their main three-point shooter, 256 three-point shot attempts. He's made 127 of them. That's a dangerous weapon for a team to have. So while I get Duke is better from top to bottom, I think Iowa State has a recipe to beat them. How many points will be scored in that game? Yeah, I'm just going to put in 150. I'll look into that closer later. Enter that. Sure. And I'm submitting my bracket. My pick to cut down the nets, Iowa State. And to go along with that, I haven't seen odds for most outstanding player. But I would bet on Milan Momchilovic as well. There you go. So that's my bracket. I gave you some dark horses to consider. Let's just look at national championship odds. I've already bet Iowa State. I forget the odds I bet them at. I got to go double check that. I even forget which book it was at, but I do have a bet on Iowa State to win it all. I think they're by far the best value on the board. If you want to look for, if you want a long shot, Vanderbilt at 75-1 is interesting. Oof. To win the national championship, like none of these teams are just like, they're going to have to, no. Vanderbilt's the only team that sticks out to me as an interesting option for national championship. Gonzaga at 40-1, maybe. Shop around, maybe if you can get like a 50-1 on Gonzaga. Other than that, Vanderbilt just beat the defending champs, a number one seed of Florida, and was in the SEC championship. So I'm surprised to see they're 75-1. Wisconsin, I mean, I just don't think they're going to get hot 6 straight games. I mean, if you want a crazy, crazy long shot, Georgia at 500-1. They don't really have any glaring weaknesses. I don't think they're good enough in any area to pull it off, but who knows? But there you go. I will have all my picks up for every single game on sportsillustratedsi.com/betting. I will, of course, be doing the $100 a day challenge. So follow me on YouTube, Twitter, X, Instagram, at Ian Mac Betts. Thank you so much for watching. Good luck, everyone. It's March Madness week. Gamble or bless. Talk to you next time.
In business, there's no room for guesswork. Every shipment matters. Every deadline counts. When you're trying to keep operations running smoothly, the last thing you need is uncertainty. That's why reliability is at the core of USPS Ground Advantage. From the moment your package is first scanned in, it moves through a secure nationwide network, aiding in a timely and accurate delivery. You get near real-time tracking so you can keep up with your shipments. And with affordable upfront pricing, there are no hidden fees or surprise surcharges to throw off your cost sheets. It all adds up to predictable deliveries you can depend on. Because knowing your logistics are handled lets you focus on everything else: your customers, your team, and the future you're building. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to start shipping with confidence. USPS, official shipping sponsor of the NHL.